This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Bharat Ratna Awards at the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Former Prime Ministers Chaudhary Charan Singh and P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur and eminent scientist M.S. Swaminathan will be awarded the award posthumously. Former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani will also be given the top civilian award of the country. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has asserted that India is a democratic nation with a robust judicial system which cannot be compromised by any individual or any group. Describing Indian democracy as unique, Mr. Dhankar stated that India does not need lessons from anyone on the rule of law. The Vice President was addressing the 70th Founders Day celebrations of the Indian Institute of Public Administration, IIPA, in New Delhi yesterday. Today is the last day for the withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The nominations were closed on Wednesday and the scrutiny of papers was done on Thursday. In Bihar, the filing of papers for the four parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jamui in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. Scrutiny of nominations in the state will be held today. The last date of withdrawal of candidates in the state is the 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar and four union territories, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. Among 17 states and 4 union territories going to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls, single-phase elections are being held in Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Puducherry. The Election Commission of India extended the last date of nomination in Bihar due to the festival of Holi and the Bihar Foundation Day. In Assam, today is the last day of withdrawal of nomination papers for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. 5 seats will be covered in this phase, including Jorhat, Lakhimpur, Dibrugarh, Sonitpur and Kaziranga. Nomination of 36 candidates were found valid for the first phase of elections. The BJP is contesting in all the 5 seats, while the Congress has fielded candidates in 4 seats and supported Assam Jatiya Parishad at Dibrugarh. A 3-member team will conduct a magisterial investigation into the death of gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari. Chief Judicial Magistrate of Banda has appointed Additional Chief Judicial Magistrate of Banda, MP-MLA Court Garma Singh, as the investigating officer in the case. The investigating team has been asked to submit its report within 1 month. The administration has imposed prohibitory order across Uttar Pradesh to maintain law and order. Ansari passed away at Banda Medical College following a heart attack on Thursday. 63-year-old Ansari was a 5-time former MLA from Mau Sadar seat and had been behind bars in UP and Punjab since 2005. The Ministry of Home Affairs has given sanction to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to probe jailed Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader and former Delhi Minister Satyendra Jain over allegations of extortion by alleged conman Sukesh Chandrasekhar. Sources said that the case is related to allegations by Chandrasekhar that Mr. Jain had demanded 10 crore rupees from him when he was the minister in the Delhi cabinet. In this regard, conman Chandrasekhar had also written to the Delhi Lieutenant Governor in November 2022. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved a return to ceasefire talks with Hamas. Netanyahu said that he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join the ceasefire talks in Qatar and Egypt over the coming days, his office said on a Friday. In IPL cricket, today Lucknow's Super Giants will take on Punjab Kings in Lucknow's Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekna Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.